Number 25B.
Now, this has been perhaps the most practical column at the moment, but again I want to say, lift up your consciousness really to the first two columns. They are really the science order. And it's just a question of always going through them again, quickly thinking out what does it mean. And so little by little you get the feel of science. It's a terrific feel that one gets in science. See, it's compared with the Word and the Christ and Christianity, you really get that feel of the beingness of being. That there is nothing that we have to accomplish, that God has nothing to create, that God has nothing to bring from undercover, that everything that is already what it is. And we just contemplate this isness of isness and say, what is that isness of isness, so to say? And we say, well, that isness of isness is constituted of ideas. These are the numerals of infinity. It's constituted of ideas. That isness sense is just facts that are. These are the ideas of being, the identities of being. And in that being that is always being, these ideas are not stagnant. They constantly move. Because in the middle of the science order, you have the shaft of principle that always says, I'm the infinite operative principle. So these ideas move. And so we get the sense that these ideas are constantly reflecting itself and bringing out new combination, new forms, spirit and truth. And then in that being of being, actually every time something is brought forth anew, it has its value within the whole. It brings out the value of the whole. It's a real Gestalt theory which says every part of it is a part of the whole or reflects the characteristics of the whole. And only then is it really a true aspect of the whole, if it reflects the whole and you feel like a transparent globe where everything reflects everything, that everything is transparent and you feel every point in that globe is really reflecting the whole globe. So that no incident is isolated, but always reflecting the whole. And you have a sense that every aspect is always empowered by the whole, is always sustained by the whole, is always purposeful for the whole, and so on. So that actually one sits down and rests and has a sense, yes, let principle go on. Let principle go on the way principle wants to go on. Don't interfere with it. That's the science feel of it. And that naturally is a completely different feel than what we do humanly or what we do when we do not know science. When we have an unscientific understanding, this is the last column, when we do not know the science of Christian science, we still live. We still think. So what are we thinking if we are not thinking scientifically? What is our life really when we do not know science? So again, the science order has its counterfeit in the daily life, and it's sometimes very good to see that we have that counterfeit very near to our nose. Well, what are the elements with which we work when we don't understand science? What are these elements? They are concepts.
Vague concepts.
Beg your pardon?
Vague concepts,
mortal concepts, mortal beliefs. Huh? Yes? Opinions, personal thoughts. And you see, we also have elements with which we work. We take our thoughts as being the identities of being. Huh? We take our beliefs, our opinions, our concepts, all that is in here. So I don't know what you will choose out of that whole list of false beliefs, say mortal beliefs. We work with mortal beliefs. Yes? Now, We have a lot of mortal beliefs. They are just innumerable. Just as the identity has the numerals of infinity, we have beliefs of infinity, infinite beliefs with which to work. Then what are we doing with these beliefs? We actually do the same thing as science does with the ideas. We calculate. Have you ever seen somebody calculating humanly? What are we doing from morning to night? Calculate humanly. If I do this, the other one will react like this. If the other one will react like this, then I will do this and say this. And then perhaps the other one can react that way. There are then two ways the other one can react. If he reacts on one side, then I do this. If he reacts on that way, I will do this. It's like playing chess. You think what the other one will do, and what the world will do, and the world will react. It's one great calculation. See, you do the same thing. You are also a shaker, but the elements which we shake are human beliefs. So here we have, in that next box, I think we have human calculations, and we know the result of it. It's not quite like truth, but it's something like the opposite, false results. The moment we calculate humanly, we have false results. Yes? Why is that so, usually? Well, naturally the foundations are wrong, therefore the calculations are wrong. But when it comes to mind and love, as Christianity, we really see very clearly here the opposite of what we have seen, what you call divine ecology, the divine plan. Here we see that we are absolutely structure blind, that we have no concept of the whole, that we are always interested in atomistic thinking. So here you have, instead of the ideas of mind in a whole, you have the very opposite, namely thoughts in a whole instead of in a whole. Yes, atomistic thinking. Not being able to look further than one's nose, and therefore not having a big view, not having an unlimited view, and therefore we are structure blind to what's coming tomorrow. That's why we are so afraid of tomorrow, because we can't see further than just for the second that we live. Yes? Could we say that? That it is structure blind, atomistic thinking? Yes. And therefore, the whole thing, as science of science, is the very opposite of science of science. Well, what is it? The opposite of science of science. It's either enigmatic, the life belief, mystic, the life belief. It's ignorant, the life belief. We are living in an ignorant world, in a fantasy world, in an elusive world. Beg your pardon? Alice in Wonderland, yes, yes, yes. That's why we never get anywhere. We have no science. Yeah. Every day is an enigma. How does she start the chapter on the Christian Science versus spiritualism? Huh? That's how she starts there, huh? I never know it, you know, but I know the textbook very well. Yes, can you read it quickly? Yeah?
Mortal existence is an enigma.
Yeah, mortal existence is an enigma. Enigma, huh? Every day is a mystery. Yeah. Well, that's very nice. Huh? That's what we live, huh? Instead of science. Yeah. All right, that's that. So we have done the science order without hurrying, without leaving out anything, just nicely planned to finish. And so we want to spend a few minutes for the assignment for next year. I said already that we may consider another syllabus class for next year, and as far as I can see, perhaps the last one, because I think if we would have to go further, then the next one would be rather difficult, because next year, I think what comes afterwards, after the four orders, will be the levels and their laws. Now, in order to prepare for the levels, I think we would have to take my level book, the four levels of spiritual consciousness, and have a good study with that book. It starts with a part that may not really concern the levels themselves, so I wouldn't mind if you would start later, namely with the structure of the one being, starting at page 63. At page 63, we show first the most important part, the four levels of science, explaining really what those four levels are. The type of consciousness that is necessary on each level. So we'll discuss that at length. We'll naturally also take examples that are not in the book and train ourselves with the tonality of those levels. So study those levels well, not so much or not only just word-wise that you nearly know the level book by heart, but that you get the tonality of it. See, the same thing applies to the levels, just as it applies to the seven synonymous terms. First, we must have concept building, and then ponder those concepts and ask what they mean until they become tones. So it's tonality building again on the level, and little by little we have a sense of a consciousness, consciousness building, until we are being those levels, that they are absolutely natural to us. So this is starting with page 63. Then we have the fourfold operation of being, Word, Christ, Christianity and Science, but on the level of divine science and absolute Christian science too, which we haven't done now. We have only done those four on the level of Christian science, so we must take them, the whole thing there. Then we have the seven synonyms for God as they appear on those levels. That's important, so that we get the tonality of what the synonymous term mean in the chart, on the level of science, on the level of divine science, absolute Christian science. Then those on Christian science we have done now, so that we don't need to repeat. So it will go from page 63 to 169. That would be at least that part from the level book that should be studied properly. Afterwards, it's about Christian science level, and that we have done. So that's from the level book. Now, the level book I have written rather early. In a way, I was glad I did write them so early, so it was written, because afterwards I wouldn't have had any more time to do it. But I would say it was a first presentation of the levels. It wasn't perhaps yet a very, very, very ripe presentation, perhaps a bit concentrated presentation, because right afterwards I gave another summer school on the levels called its practical application. Then later on I gave those levels really in regard to the laws that are embedded in the levels, which is the most important thing. So I would like to do next year not only the levels as shown in the level book, but actually much more the laws that are embedded in the chart, but which are not brought out in the level book. There is no written statement about this even more beautiful subject, and therefore I think you should somehow try to prepare yourself in regard to the laws through tapes. Now, whenever I come to give assignments by using tapes, I have some kind of a hesitation because these tapes are expensive. And I don't want to give the impression that what I want to do with the syllabus class is to sell a lot of tapes. But therefore, I'm going to tell you in which tapes you find something and what you find in it. Actually, you have a tape catalog, then afterwards to look what is in each one. And then you can see if you already have some of these tapes, and then naturally use those for your preparation. So I just tell you where these subjects are in tapes, and then I must leave it to you to make a choice. The tapes on the four levels are all under the code number D. D. You have the blue tape catalog. And under the category D, we have the four levels of science. Now, the D1, perhaps you make a short note, the D1 is the first presentation in English that I have given of the levels, and that was in London. And it was a 24-hour presentation of the levels. That was in 1967 and 68. That was the beginning of it. And after that, I have written the level book. Then, after the level book, I gave a tour, a summer school in Braunwald, which is D2, on the practical implications of the levels. And I brought in there certain subjects that are not in the book. So it is the D2 from Braunwald 69. Then the next time I spoke about the levels was a short 8-hour talk in London, in New York, and I would say you don't need those. They are quite good, but I think if you have the others, more or less everything is in the others too. Then, yes?
Yes,
they're all in cassettes. Yes. Then, after that, in 1971-72, I gave those weekend talks in New York on the word vertical, Christ vertical, Christianity vertical, science vertical, and those are cassettes that I have already asked you to digest as an assignment for this year. They are really terrific to my sense. They are concentrating on the vertical sense of the chart and gives therefore in some way a higher or a more explicit meaning than in the level book. But actually what we have done this week here was, so to say, what I have presented in those tapes. I don't know if you have them already, but that is about the substance of what we have done this week. But then we come to the laws, In the tape catalog that is under the classification code number E. You know, you don't know how difficult it is for us, because what you call an E, we call an A. And what you call an I, we call an R. And what you call an I, an E, huh? What you call an A, okay, huh? An R, we call an R. Yeah. What you call a W, huh? We call a W. So actually, though, if one is a foreigner, the most difficult thing is always if somebody spells to your name. if the telephone or telegraph girl gives me a message on a telegram that I receive in English, I can hardly get it, because I constantly have to change my, the tonality. All right. Now, the laws and matrices, that's under E1, is really the main thing. It is the structure of being and its laws, and that's the New York class, 1973. That New York class is, so to say, the piece of my teaching. After that, I felt I should consolidate the subject and not go further than that. And I haven't really done that. But that is a very large class. It has 39 hours. But not all those 39 hours are necessary. Those who don't have those tapes already and really would like to prepare for next year, I would say, it is quite enough if they would study. Now, cassette 7 to, cassette, I'll tell you what is in it. Cassette 7 to 15 are the laws of science, divine science, and absolute Christian science. Then, cassette 15 to 23 are the laws of Christian science level, 15 to 23. They are those laws which we more or less have taken this week, the word order, only more or less the word order, the Christ order, Christianity order, the family law, the science law, the science order. Then there is a cassette 24 where I talked about the general laws of the chart. Then come the most important ones on which we want to discuss very closely, would really be the laws of interdependence. And that is in 25, but then you can leave out 26 to 29 if you want. That's showing those laws of interdependence of the world in Matthew. So I spent about 4 hours only on Matthew as a symbolization of the law of interdependence. So if you like to leave them out, leave out 26 to 29, but then you come again to the law of interdependence on the Christ, Christianity and science, which is cassette 30 to 33. What comes afterwards is too difficult, and it's all about the algorithm and the flow chart and so on, something that you can leave out easily. And the last one, 39, is anyway scientific obstetrics, that you know now, inside, outside, upward, downward, from right to left and so on. So this would be the assignment for next year. We will beg your pardon.
Number 6 would also be useful.
Number 6?
No, I mean, sorry.
It's true.
Number 6.
Yeah. In number 6 you have a part of what we have done as structuralism, gestalt, and law in general. Yeah. Perhaps you can take in number 6, though.
Sorry,
it doesn't start with 6.
I'm misleading you. I'm talking now about number 6 pamphlet.
Oh, I see. Sorry. About number 6 pamphlet. Oh, no. Well, you have it anyway, number 6 pamphlet. Yeah, yes.
What
yes.
About the matrix?
Beg your pardon?
What about the matrix tapes?
The matrix tapes. Well, that's such a great subject that it would take a syllabus. Huh? Would take another syllabus, but I wonder if you will be able to prepare in any way that those matrices make sense. Huh? I see that you have difficulty in fulfilling the assignment so that you can take the class over and really give the class, which would be really a seminar. So we'll leave, anyway, for next year, that would be too much, absolutely too much. We are very happy if for next year especially you take the laws of interdependence and the level natural. That's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.